This is In Ear Insights, the Trust Insights podcast. In this episode of In Ear Insights, today we are talking about YouTube influencers. YouTube is one of the hottest channels for 2019, right up there with Instagram. And in a recent stat in terms of Generation Z, which is people essentially under the age of 20 right now, YouTube is the most trusted channel for them when it comes to consumption of advertising, influencers, and product awareness. So there's a lot of interest in manufacturers who wanted to get to this next audience of incredibly, interested, digitally connected, disposable income. How should companies be thinking about YouTube influencers? So Katie, to start off, let's talk about the things that companies inevitably do wrong with influencer programs. Number one, which is lack of planning. You want to try to jump in on that one?
Oh, absolutely. So number one, setting expectations. So understanding your goals. What is it that you're trying to get out of an influencer program in general? So we've talked a lot about influencer programs, whether it, regardless of channel. And the number one thing that we find people do wrong is, what is the goal? So they're trying to measure the wrong thing. They're trying to measure impressions. They're trying to measure likes. Unless it's set up properly, which is really tricky to do, you can't equate an influencer program to revenue that you've brought in unless that is clearly the expectation of the influencer. So you're absolutely right. Lack of planning is my bugaboo in terms of influencer programs, because how often are people told, okay, you know what, we have to go get an influencer, go get mommy bloggers, go get someone to, speak on our behalf at this trade show, or someone to take pictures with our products, and that's as far as it goes. What are you seeing?
So I think, again, like you said, planning is a big part of where people go wrong. So are not knowing spending time doing the homework, knowing the platform's capabilities. Do you know what a TrueView ad is? If you don't, you probably should get skilled up on learning how to advertise and learning how the YouTube platform works first before dropping $100,000 to have KSI try and promote your widget that, frankly, his audience won't care about. The other thing really is, does your product fit YouTube, right? Yes, you can use it for anything, but it is a visual channel. It is a video channel. It is a search engine. In fact, it's the second largest search engine by usage in the planet, right next to Google itself. Are you using YouTube correctly? One of the things that we've seen so many times go wrong with social media programs is someone will pay a lot of money for an influencer, but then you go to the brand's profile, so they got like four posts from like 5 years ago. It's like, okay, so you spent all this money, but you didn't do any of the foundation work whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly right. I think that YouTube is a widely misunderstood platform in terms of its utility. And I know that, we've been working on educating a lot of our clients around how to SEO optimize on YouTube. I don't think people understand that that's something that you can actually do because, well, SEO means content, written content, not video content. And I think that that's also a bit of the mismatch. I think, to your point, it's also misunderstood that YouTube is a search engine. It's not a social media platform.
Not only that, but Google also, anytime you load a video to YouTube, regardless of whether you upload a captions file or not, if there's no captions file provided, Google will make one. Google's back end uses machine learning and it transcribes as much of the audio as it can that's spoken word and turns it into text. Well, guess what happens when you go onto YouTube and you type into YouTube how to change a faucet, right? If you've got those words and phrases in the spoken word inside your video and YouTube transcribes it correctly, your video will now show up even if that's not in the title and the description. And so from an advanced SEO perspective for YouTube, guess what? You should be thinking, again, back to planning, you should have your SEO keyword and keyword phrase list and all the priority work that you've done for your website for your YouTube channel. It's astonishing the number of people who don't think, hey, maybe, for example, we're doing right now a podcast that is about YouTube influencers. we're going to say that as much as we can in the context of natural language, because we'll get it transcribed and it'll go as a blog post. But if we're going to put this video on YouTube, we'd want to do exactly the same thing. Make sure that we've done our planning and our homework to know what the audience cares about. Now, one thing that I think you should talk about, since it's your, one of your public speaking emphasis, how much should people be using predictive analytics to plan their YouTube content?
By how much? I will say 100%. You know, because YouTube is like any other search engine, people are looking for the things that they're interested in, and you can use predictive analytics to determine when people are going to likely be looking for the type of thing that you could be producing. So I think one of the other sort of hidden gems of Google Trends is that you can actually pull YouTube data. So not enough people use Google Trends, but that's a subject for another time. If you are looking for clean search data to run a predictive analysis on, go to Google Trends, but then you can change the type of data that you're using. So you can use general web search data, which is your Google search engine. You can use e-commerce data, which I believe is Google Shopping. And you can use YouTube data. And actually, it's part of the dropdown. It's one of the features where you can actually see what people are searching for on YouTube. So then you can use that data. It's clean, consistently collected data to run your predictive forecast. And using that as your video content calendar versus your written content calendar, and produce videos in accordance with the timing of when people are going to be looking for your thing. So absolutely, I would say it's a perfect candidate for predictive analysis.
And so many people don't use that. You're right. Google Trends really is sort of the hidden gem of Google's research properties. And if you think about it, if you're predicting YouTube trends for when your people are searching for those terms and you've got your video content in place, the next logical step is, of course, you should be using that to create all of the demand content and the advertising. You run your YouTube ads, run your YouTube budgets on it. And again, it's something just people just don't do.
No, they don't.
So let's talk about the influencers themselves. Who should we be looking for YouTube influencers? Is it just the biggest mouth in the room?
So I will look to you for a little bit of help remembering this framework, but there are different types of influencers. You have your influencers who have the biggest mouth, the biggest reach. Those are typically your celebrities. You have your influencers who don't speak a whole lot, but when they do, people listen. And I know that there is a third one, and I apologize that I'm forgetting.
It's the mayor, the person who's got the Rolodex, who can connect with people. But you're absolutely right. And YouTube as a platform is well optimized really for the first and the last, like when you're saying the big mouth and also the expert content. And it is so important. However, one of the tricky challenges with YouTube itself is that its analytics, not so good, at least for stuff you don't own. But we do work with companies like Talkwalker that provide really good YouTube analytics. So make sure you're working with a good analytics platform.
So back to your question about types of influencers. So again, that goes back to planning. What is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? And so that should help you understand the type of influencer you're going after. So the example that we always use, because it's something that everybody can understand, is a Kardashian. So a Kardashian is what we call sort of that big mouth influencer, in the sense that they have such a wide audience. They have so much reach, but, and this is the caveat, they may not do anything for your brand specifically, because it might not be a good match. Just getting reach doesn't mean that anyone's going to take action, because it's so saturated, because they're doing so many different things. So you may be better off finding someone who has a smaller network, but has the right network. And that's where that research and homework has to come in, of just because someone has a large network doesn't mean that it's the right network for you to be reaching.
And if you want a fun stealth play, if you are better at Google Ads than you are at YouTube, and you have a competitor with a big mouth, right? Either they've hired one or they are one. Using YouTube's keyword targeting for YouTube pre-roll ads, targeted towards your competitor's influencer allows you to show your ads on the influencer's content. Because all these influencers try and make money as many ways as they can, understandably, right? They have sponsored content, they have YouTube ads, and so on and so forth. So if you wanted to pull a ninja move on your competitors, figure out who their influencers are and advertise your stuff on their channels.
That's a good pro tip. And I think that, you know, people should definitely look into that. One of the things that people might not also know is you can run YouTube ads through AdWords. Isn't that right?
That's right. In fact, that's probably the easiest place to do it all in one location.
So we've kind of gotten a little off topic from influencers in general, and we've spent some time talking about the YouTube platform as a whole, which, to be honest, you really need to understand the platform before you start hiring influencers. So, Chris, to your point, you can plan it, you can measure it, you know what you're getting from it. So YouTube influencers in general, we know that influencer marketing is going to be one of the hottest things this year. YouTube influencers versus Instagram influencers versus Facebook, Instagram, or whatever. I'm sort of getting all of my platforms confused now. Is an influencer, or does the platform really matter?
That's a great question. And the answer is absolutely the platform matters, because people use each platform in a different context. Instagram, when you think about it, is really a quick serve platform, right? You pop on Instagram, you scroll through a few things. This is one of the reasons why Instagram TV has been struggling so much to get off the ground, because that's not how people use the thing. Instagram is where you go to basically feel bad about yourself. Facebook is where you go to have other people make you all feel bad together, because you're all arguing about politics 99% of the time. YouTube is where you go to sit down and spend some time, kill some time, falling down what are called YouTube holes, right? So you click on one video, and the next thing you know, you've watched five seasons of The Voice. You're like, what the hell just happened to me? But it's a very different usage. It's a lot like Netflix in a lot of ways. You know, you sit down and watch one show. Next thing you know, if you binge watch the entire season of House of Cards, you're like, what the hell just happened to the last 12 hours? And so understanding how people use these platforms, how the consumer uses these platforms, should dictate your marketing and dictate your influencer. One of the things that drives me up a wall is when you have all these marketers saying, oh, no, you have to have short content only. You know, people only want snack-sized content. That's excremento de toro, as the Spanish would say, because there would be no such thing as binge-watching if people only watch short content. So your content has to be good. One of the things that brands don't do, and again, it goes back to planning and budgeting, is they don't plan for what great content they're going to make. And YouTube is one of the most challenging platforms, because there's literally an infinite amount of things customers could be watching. When you work with an influencer, your brands have to be aligned, your video has to be aligned, and the best influencer videos are the ones in which there's value being provided. The influencer is using the thing or doing something with the thing or talking about how the thing makes things better. And the viewer can go, oh, I totally need this thing. As opposed to, oh, God, you know, KSI is shilling yet another, you know, pharmaceutical product, right? You have to have that greatness of the content has to be just as good as the influencer. And people don't do that.
So I'll be the first to admit I have not kept up on who the YouTube personalities are. So you just mentioned one, KSI, I think you said. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is, if someone wants to hire a YouTube influencer, where do they even start? Like so we know that they need to create a plan, but what is the best way in a nutshell for someone to start to figure out who would be a good influencer, YouTube influencer match for them?
Well, you said it earlier, in that planning, is what are the goals? What kind of goals do you want? So if you want a big mouth, you want awareness, right? So you're aiming for awareness, you're aiming for reach. You then look for influencers who frankly have really big audiences, but their content is targeted towards what you talk about, right? So like Trust Insights would not hire a Kardashian. Right. If we were going to hire somebody, we might hire somebody like a Malcolm Gladwell, someone who provides thought leadership, has a big platform, but it's a business-focused platform. So that's one avenue. The second avenue would be if you want to build that brand authority, then you look for engagement. Who are the YouTube influencers, the people who've got good channels with decent reach, but really very high engagement. Lots of comments, lots of shares, lots of embeds. All these things that say, yep, this person gets their audience to do stuff. And that's who we'd want. So we'd want somebody who's like, hey, I want you to check out our 2019 Key Marketing Trends Forecast paper available at trustinsights.ai/2019trends. but that's...
smooth. That's smooth.
Exactly. That's what you want if you care about engagement. YouTube is a lot about brand. In the sense of it's like TV. You want those repetitions. And third, again, going back to planning, you don't want to do this alone. If you're going to do an influencer, you also want to have an ad strategy. You also have an owned strategy of your own content. You got to do the three in concert. And if people don't think about and plan ahead to make all their efforts synchronous, you're going to waste a lot of money.
So I think that's sort of the takeaway for this episode of In Your Insights is, yeah, influencers are great, but if you don't have a plan, then stop what you're doing and figure out how an influencer helps you move your goals forward. If you don't know that information, don't start hiring influencers because you're going to waste your money and you're going to get bad metrics.
Exactly. And so your steps are set goals, set a plan, run your predictive analytics to figure out when you're supposed to be doing stuff, and only then go and start looking for influencers.
And if you need help with any of that, then let us know. We're always happy to help you put a plan together for your influencer strategy.
That's right. In fact, we've got a great new place for you to check that out. If you go to trustinsights.ai/analyticsformarketers, we've got a Facebook group set up. You can drop in, ask questions about this episode, ask questions about analytics in general, and we'll be happy to have a discussion. So until next time, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and our newsletter and visit us in the Facebook group, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you for listening to In Your Insights, the Trust Insights podcast. Please ask a coworker or colleague to follow our show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows. Got a question you'd like us to answer? Want some help solving your data and analytics challenges? Visit us at www.trustinsights.ai today.